The Reverend C.T. Vivian died before finishing his memoir, It's in the Action. That left co-author Steve Pfeiffer with the job of telling the rest of the civil rights icon's story. WCBU's Tim Shelley spoke with Pfeiffer about how he completed the book and shared some of Vivian's stories of living in Illinois.
He was 90 years old and he'd never told his story. So after a little back and forth, we decided to collaborate on a memoir that would be told in his voice. And we started, and we got quite far. I did quite a bit of interviewing with him, but as time went by, his memory faded, and he passed away as we were kind of towards the end of the process. But fortunately, there's so much that has been either recorded of him in the past or speeches or sermons that I was able to get my hands on, previous interviews and so forth, so that I was able to complete the book even in his absence. Of course, I wish he were around, because there's been a lot of nice attention and recognition of his importance. And while he got plenty of that in his lifetime, it would have been nice for him to be getting it now as well.
I just wanted to talk a little bit about his childhood growing up in West Central Illinois, Macomb. That was kind of a pivotal, formative period for him. I was wondering if you two had chatted a little bit about that.
Quite a bit, yeah. While he did attend integrated elementary school and high school in Macomb, it was formative for him because he did experience racism. So when he was in high school, even though the teacher told him that he should have had the lead in the special junior class play, but that he couldn't because he was black and would he like to paint scenery, or when classmates told him that they'd love to have him over for parties or for dinner, but their parents wouldn't let him. It was really his first exposure to, I guess what you call institutional racism. And there's a great story he told me about when they first moved, where he was out in the yard and saw what he thought was a ghost and was a little afraid initially to approach it, but then gathered up all his courage and decided to go for it and approach the ghost. And it turned out to be sheets that were just hanging on the family wash on the clothesline. But he said it taught him a lesson that you don't back away from things that might scare you. And it actually served him very well during the years to come.
To move down the road a little bit, he went to Western Illinois University, and then he came to Peoria, Illinois, to take a job at the Carver Center. And that was really the first time we hear about C.T. Vivian really engaging in nonviolent civil protests, so to speak.
The opportunity for kind of organized, nonviolent direct action was a relatively new concept in the United States at that time. There weren't a lot of those going on in the 40s. You don't hear about the lunch counter sit-ins or anything like that until 10 years later, at least. But what they were trying to do, I guess Bishop's Cafeteria wasn't allowing black patrons to sit at the tables. So they kind of came up with this ingenious way to shame the owners into seating blacks. The white people that were part of this protest, they would go in and two people would sit at a table for four, and then two black people would come in, and the two white people at the table would invite them to join them and really force the hand of the white manager to kick out the black people. And they would have to do it in front of all the other patrons. It took quite a few weeks, but they eventually wore down the management there and the cafeteria was fully integrated.
That was Tim Shelley's interview with Steve Pfeiffer, co-author of the C.T. Vivian memoir, It's in the Action. The book hits stores tomorrow.